This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Donna, D-O-N-N-A, last name Rice, R-I-C-E. Her date of birth is March 3rd, 1964. Patient seen for Dr. Sears and also for Renata R-E-N-A-T-E Renate Pagel, P-A-G-E-L F-N-P-C. Again, it's Renate, R-E-N-A-T-E, last name Pagel, P-A-G-E-L F-N-P-C. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 61-year-old female quit smoking in 2018. Prior to that, she smoked one pack per day for 30 years. She also used to drink alcohol significantly from age 18 through age 38. Thereafter, she drinks socially. She said she is allergic to NSAIDs, which cause her severe reaction. She also cannot take prednisone. New paragraph. Symptoms. She's here for evaluation of recently discovered pancytopenia. New paragraph. History of present illness. The patient says that she was worked up at UT Southwest several years ago, I think 2015 or 19. For cytopenia, a bone marrow aspiration biopsy was done. She was told to have myelodysplastic syndrome. However, she does not remember much detail. New paragraph. Recently on CBC, she was found to have WBC count of 4.3, hemoglobin 11.3, platelet count 68. That's the reason for the referral. New paragraph. Past medical history, history of hypertension since 2003. She is on losartan and nifedipine. She also has history of heart murmur. She used to be heavy, obese. The most weight, she said, she weighed 200 plus pounds. She also has history of HPV infection, and she has some lesions around rectal area. She said she had a biopsy of which done, and it was found to be benign. The patient also had a history of colonoscopy with the removal of polyps. She does have hemorrhoids. She had shoulder surgery in 2018. She said she had MRSA infection in 2023 and severe staph infection in March of 2024. New paragraph. She said that she was told to have large liver in past. New paragraph. She also gave history of hypothyroidism, but she is not on any supplement at this time. Physical exam, she is 5 feet 2 inch tall, weighing 160, blood pressure 102 over 64. IgNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, abdomen, liver is palpable about 4 cm below costal margin, spleen does not seem to be palpable, her extremity showed pitting edema, CNS unremarkable, new paragraph of her lab. WBC 4.3, hemoglobin 11.3, MCV 105.7, platelet 68. Her CMP showed bilirubin of 2.4, alkaline phosphatase 173, AST 50, ALT 41. New paragraph. Her TSH was 9.0. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, thrombocytopenia and anemia with macrocytosis. Diagnosis 2, elevated liver enzymes with hyperbilirubinemia, suggestive of liver disorder, most likely cirrhosis. Diagnosis 3, possible hypersplenism from cirrhosis. Patient says she was diagnosed with cirrhosis several years ago in 2005. And she said she was also told to have fatty liver prior to that. New paragraph. Recommendations will redo CBC, reticulocyte count, B12 folate level. We'll try to get the records from Dr. CRC's office regarding her bone marrow aspirate and biopsy, which was done at UT Southwest. New paragraph. It appears that her thrombocytopenia most likely is from cirrhosis of liver and hypersplenism. At some point, we'll do ultrasound of the liver and spleen to substantiate it. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a consultation on Donna Rice. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Sears' office, especially to Renate Pagel, PhD. Thank you.